Employees at two of the nation's oldest naval installations have reason to celebrate. An independent commission has voted to reject Pentagon recommendations and keep open the facilities in New England. One is the Portsmouth Shipyard, which is located on the Maine, New Hampshire border. The other is the new London submarine base in Groton, Connecticut. The commission is reviewing a lengthy list of Pentagon proposals to close or downsize military installations. NPR's Vicki O'Hara has been covering this story. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, so the Pentagon wanted to close these two New England bases as a cost-cutting measure. Why did the commission say no?
Ever since the Pentagon submitted its recommendations for closures, which was in May, the commission members had questioned the proposed New England closures. They were very worried about the economic impact. The submarine base and shipyard provide some 12,000, I think it's even more than that, jobs for people in New England. It's very important to the economy. And not surprisingly, state and local officials had lobbied vigorously to keep the facilities open. But the real issue for the commission seemed to come down to one of security. Panel members said they didn't want to leave New England without a large naval installation, and they said it didn't make sense to reduce the nation's submarine fleet at a time when the threat environment is changing and the future is very uncertain. The chairman of the commission, Anthony Principi, had this comment yesterday about the sub base.
The London submarine base is more than piers and parking spaces for a nuclear-powered submarine. It is truly the center of excellence in submarine warfare.
Okay, so that's why one big base survives, but the Pentagon had a much longer list, Vicki. 62 major bases were proposed to be closed. Hundreds of them were proposed to smaller facilities as well were proposed to be closed. How did the commission come down on some of those?
The panel actually agreed with most of them. Yesterday, the nine people on the commission voted to close hundreds of Navy and Army Reserve and National Guard facilities around the country. The panel agreed with the Pentagon that those operations should be consolidated at fewer locations around the country. The panel also approved the closure of the large Army base at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, an Army garrison in Michigan, and a Naval Air Station in Georgia.
So what's on the chopping block, Vicki, as we head into today and the commission considers more recommendations to close bases?
The commission hasn't touched any of the recommendations concerning the Air Force yet. The big one to watch today is Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. That's the home of the B-1 bomber fleet. It also happens to be the state's second biggest source of jobs. The commission also will consider recommendations to consolidate dozens of Air National Guard facilities, a very controversial issue. State governors don't like it. And the Pentagon proposal to close the Walter Reed Army Hospital here in Washington and move that operation to Bethesda Naval Hospital, which is very close by.
We should mention a little history here. Congress found it so politically difficult to close bases over the years that they've handed it off to these independent commissions. Does this independent commission actually have the final say as to which bases close or stay open?
Very close. It's almost. The commission's given considerable power in the base closing process because the issue is so politically charged. Once the commission makes its recommendations, which is expected to happen by September 8th, they then go to President Bush. He has one opportunity to ask for revisions, and then the president and Congress have to vote up or down on the entire list of recommendations.
Can the commission also add bases to this list, basically put down the axe on a base that the Pentagon didn't even mention?
Yes, they can. In fact, yesterday, the panel voted to close the Naval Air Station Brunswick in Maine. The Pentagon had proposed simply cutting the number of people stationed there, but the commission said they thought it would be more effective or more cost-effective to simply close it.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara has been covering the proceedings of a base closure commission, and we should mention that those proceedings continue today, although for now we know that two major military bases in New England will stay open, a number of others will close. Vicki, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.